trouble. Let me start by saying this. This study, and this is probably one of my more desirous fields, is typology. Typology is finding pictures. I was trying to think of a way to explain this. You've seen these two pictures, these puzzles, that you put them side by side, and you try to find the things that are missing or the things that match. That's the best description I can give you of typology, is that as we look through the Old Testament, we find the picture of Jesus. Now, one of my statements has been, if you only know Jesus from the Gospels in the New Testament, how do you know you've got the right Jesus? Let that sink in. If all you know of Jesus is from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, how do you know that you have the right one? History says that during the life of Jesus, there were 15 men at that point in time that were professing to be the Messiah. So the Old Testament gives us that picture. Judges chapter 13. Let's open up in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for our time together. We thank you for your word and pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit would bring together this lesson, Father, to glorify your Son and to bring your people in love with him. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Judges 13, verse 1. And the children of Israel did evil and again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. And there was a certain man of Zorah of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare not. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, Behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son. Now therefore, I pray thee, drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing. For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Now, I'm going to start this. We're going to move, try to move quickly. I don't know what time I'm supposed to be through, so.
You can live, brother, or around
8
o'clock.
Or around 8 o'clock, all right. I want you to notice, first of all, that the amazing birth of Samson. Now, in first thought, it's not really amazing because all the way through Scripture, God has used the barren womb to bring forth children. But I want you to notice a few things about this. First of all, to put this in connection with Jesus, this amazing birth, and if you look at your notes, it says without pregnancy. Well, that's not what it means. But Manoah's wife was barren. Now, we don't have an age. We don't have any circumstances. We just have a statement that she was without child, she was barren. And so God begins to move in this situation. Now we're just going to kind of connect dots tonight to get you started. Luke chapter 1, if you want to stick a note in Luke chapter 1, we're going to jump back and forth. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. And the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, Cast in her mind what manner of salutation. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And then, verse 34, Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? So here, very subtly, we begin to find a connection. This child, Samson, comes about with an amazing conception. She was barren. She was without children. And Mary said, now, I've jotted down some notes that I've been thinking about last few weeks. Samson is born to Manoah's wife, probably in latter years. And to me, and I'm going to say to me, because typology is where I'm standing, where I see. But this is a picture of salvation in Christ. He doesn't come to the end of the Old Testament. And you realize we're in Old Testament doctrine, actually up to the book of Acts. To the resurrection, it's under Old Testament economy. Manoah, Samson comes at the end of the Old Testament. But Jesus, who is a picture of life, comes at the beginning of the New Testament. So one is born in old age, one in young age. So you see here that it was a special pregnancy, but also it was without prayer. You do not find here in the book of Judges where Manoah's wife was praying for a child or anything. You know, you come to that stage in life that, you know, you're just kind of running on autopilot. And there are certain things that you've just accepted as God's will, and you just move along with it. We find nowhere where she was praying miraculously for a child as Samuel's mother was. But we also find that in Luke 1:38 that Mary wasn't ready for a child. And yet, without asking that God do something special, all of a sudden, here's this child. This expectancy that just strikes them off guard. So you have just a tiny dot in where we're going. Not only was this birth amazing, but notice, second of all, it was an announced birth. In verse number 3, it says, "The angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said, Behold, now thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son." Can you imagine? I get just blown away. You read Bible stories and you see how things happen. And you just think, man, how amazing. I like the story where they took the man out to bury him, and the news came. I can't remember the whole aspect of the story. But in a hurry, they took the body and they cast it into the tomb, and he landed on Elijah's body. And he got up and he come back out. Can you imagine those guys leaving that scene? God does something special because he wants your attention. He wants your attention. So we see this message was given, but also Luke chapter 1, verse 26, it tells us that Gabriel appeared unto Mary and he announced, "You're going to have a son. You're going to bring forth a child." Wasn't what she was expecting. And preacher, I'm going to buy you a good stand. Give me a bookmark here. He said, "You're going to bring forth a son." A message. Again, this angel comes. But not only is the message given, but notice also that it was repeated. Manoah's wife, she's there. The angel appears to her, tells her what's going to take place. She gets excited, and she goes and tells Manoah. The angel came, and he said, "We're going to have a son." And Manoah said, "Well, what did he say?" And if you come back and you look at it, verse 13 of Judges says, "The angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, of all that he said unto the woman, let her beware." The message was repeated. He came and told Manoah's wife, and then he came back and he told Manoah. The amazing thing here is the angel told his wife the second time, and the angel waited while she went and got him and brought him back. Remember in the story of Jesus? The message is repeated. the angel Gabriel appears unto Mary, and he tells her that you're going to bear a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. And Matthew tells us that Joseph, while he thought on these things, the angel appeared unto him. And he said, don't be afraid to take Mary. And he again repeats the message, this child is going to be special. This child has a special place. So there's a message given, and there's a message repeated. But then notice, thirdly, in this announcement, there was a miracle provided. Verse 17 says, and Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, what is thy name, that when thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor? And the angel of the Lord said unto him, why askest thou thus after my name, seeing it is secret? And so Manoah took a kid with a meat offering and offered it upon a rock of the Lord. And the angel did wondrously, and Manoah and his wife looked on. For it came to pass, when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar, that the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame of the altar, and Manoah and his wife looked on it and fell on their faces to the ground. Again, God's majesty. God's majesty. Manoah said, what can we do to repay you, to thank you for this news? The angel said, nothing. And Manoah said, I want to give an offering. And it tells us there in verse 19, Manoah took a kid with a meat offering and offered it upon a rock. Now, when we done study in Leviticus, each one of the offerings in Leviticus represents a special relationship with Christ. And it's an amazing study of the process. But always, burnt offering. The burnt offering. The burnt offering in Scripture, in the Old Testament, speaks of. You can't do anything with the relationship of the Lord until you start with worship. He gives the kid, that's the burnt offering. And it says, and a meat offering. Now this one's confusing because King James, I'm not sure what your Bible may say, meat offering is not a meat offering. It's a meal offering, and it's made of grain. And the meal offering speaks of service. And so Manoah, by offering a burnt offering and a meat offering or meal offering, Manoah says, Lord, we worship you and we give ourselves to the service that you've given us. See, when Manoah is talking to the angel, and you go back and read it again, read it closely, he didn't ask, well, how's this going to be, or when is this going to be? His question was, tell us how to raise this child. Tell us what we're supposed to do for this child because you've appointed him. Friend, our children are given to us not to fulfill our life's desires that we didn't reach. Our children are given to us because God has a special place, a special purpose, and we need to find out how to raise them to be what God wants them to be. So they give the offering, and says he offered it up. I don't know if Manoah built the fire. Think about the fire falling in the Old Testament on the offerings. But it says when the fire was there, the flame went up to heaven. It says, and when the flame went up, the angel went up in the flame into heaven. Now that ought to set your dedication, your commitment on a right path. You've seen something amazing. But do you realize that Mary and the birth of Jesus, there was a miracle provided there? When Gabriel comes and tells Mary that she's going to conceive, the angel said, and behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, who was known, her nickname, in essence, was barren, and said, your cousin Elizabeth is with child. That was her miracle. That was what's given to her. God is confirming. God wants you to know for certain that He is working. He is not one to stand in the shadows and the corners and give you strange, hard sayings. He's there to show you things that He is working. He is doing so that you can follow. So we see that it was an announced birth. But then thirdly, there was an anointed birth. Verses 24 and 25, Judges 13. And the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move at times in the camp of Dan between Zorah and Eshtol. It was an anointed birth. She bare a son. Matthew 1:21 tells us that Jesus was born. He was given to Mary. Let me get over here right quick. Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He was born just as the angel had promised. All is done. But then notice this. Not only was he born, but a name was given. It says, and the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. Matthew says, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Now, that name, I got to looking. In typology, names, numbers, colors, things begin to become part of the collage. It says his name was given. What was his name? Samson. Samson means son, S-U-N, son, child. Son, child. Now, Manoah's name means rest. His wife's name is not given. Isn't that strange? God gives so many details, and yet it's what he doesn't say is as important as what he does say. When you read about Jesus, you read about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The wife, the mother of Jesus, other than Mary, in doctrine is not given. And that's just a simple picture that the Holy Spirit is telling us through Old Testament. Look, look way over yonder. There's something coming. There is something coming. Psalm 84:11 says, and God is the Son. So, Father says, come to me, I give you rest. Our Heavenly Father gives us rest. There's the name of Manoah, the Son. John 1 says, and He is the light that lighteth every man that comes into the world. He's beginning to paint a picture. This could be, as you would sense, a pencil sketch of what the portrait to be. I got kind of a little interested in art, and the kids got me some drawing stuff, and they got me these books. And this book says, okay, if you're going to draw a dog, you start drawing all of these circles. And I looked at that, and that never clicked up here. And I thought, them circles don't make no sense to me. So my dogs don't look like a dog anymore. Listen, God's drawing you a picture. The Father of rest has sent a son, and he's named him. Jesus Savior. He was given a name at his birth. But then look at this. And the woman bare a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew and the Lord blessed him. Now, listen to Luke chapter 2 and verse 40. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. That anointed birth. That anointed birth that brings about the beginning of life. Now, I know right now you're not real convinced that Samson's still a picture of Jesus. This is a good coincidence, right? I keep looking for the preacher to agree with me, but this is the beginning. This is the beginning. He's just saying, you know, there's a lot of things about the birth of Samson that was repeated at the birth of Jesus. So much that it begins to connect. And so God, giving this picture, he says, I want you to be looking for a special child. Years ago, I kind of learned a lesson. Do not listen to people when they tell you their testimony about their life in Christ. Now, that's terrible, isn't it? I quit listening. And I started looking. Does what you live match what you're telling me? Samson was born. He was named. He grew and the Lord was with him. Jesus came. He was named. And the Spirit of the Lord was with him. A miraculous birth. A very calm, subtle introduction to a man that would shake two nations, Israel and the land of the Philistines. Jared talking about the new grandchild. How many times we've took these little babies and no idea how they're going to touch the world. We all have hopes, we all have dreams. But what is God's plan for that child? Now, I had one more note that I wanted to share with you, but I'm going to hold it till next week. But he told us twice, and this man shall be a Nazarite until the day of his death. A Nazarite. What does it mean to be a Nazarite? I'm going to hold that till next week. It's going to fit real good there. I was going to use tonight, but I want to share something with you. All right. I made it in time, Pastor. Let's bow in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you tonight for this simple lesson. Father,